grab your fiddle, Bill. Hitch the horses to the shay, we're going to Sugar Hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
Well, good morning out there. How you? Good. Here it is Saturday morning, February the 26th, and it's Wake Up Ranch Jr. Yours truly, Cliffy Stone. I'll be awake myself shortly. And Off-Key, of course, he's here too. Thank you, Off-Key. You're a good boy today. Yes, it's going to be all kinds of records for the youngsters and some for the old ones too. And Saturday morning, you know, we sort of try to keep our program for the junior wake-up ranchers, and we hope that your cards and letters will tell us what you want to hear and when you want to hear it on Wake Up Ranch Junior. Well, sir, there's no better way to get started than this way, I don't think, anyway. Bob Wills and Roly Poly. His Jimmy Wivel, Noah Boggs start us off on the two guitars, and here comes Kelso on the piano.
Everything from soup to hay. Roly-poly, daddy's little fatty. Betty's gonna be a man someday. Jelly 20 times a day.
Awesome.
Roly-poly eats a hearty dinner. It takes lots of strength to run and play.
Yes, yes.
Pulls up weeds and does the chores, and he runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way.
Awesome.
Oh, roly-poly, daddy's a little fatty. Bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Out there listening. I got a card. Let's see. It's from the Sideburn Kid, acting head ranger of the Boys Ranger Station. And he wants us to play a number for Butch's birthday, which was February the 8th, and we're a little late with that, this being the 26th of February. But we got the song picked out, and for all the rangers that listen into this program, and for all the others that want to be a ranger, here's Tex Ritter and the story about the Texas Rangers.
I'll bet there's not a boy or girl in this whole country of ours who hasn't thrilled at the stories of the Texas Rangers. The high principles and courage of that fearless little band of men will remain an inspiration to us down through all the years. And while we're thinking along those lines, boys and girls, I'm going to sing you a song about the Texas Rangers. Come all you Texas Rangers, wherever you may be, I'll tell you of some troubles that happened unto me. Our captain, he informed us, perhaps he thought it right, he Oh, we reach the station, boys, you'll surely have to fight. And when the bugle sounded, our captain gave command. To arms, he shouted, and by your horses stand. I saw the smoke arising, it seemed to reach the sky. The first thought that struck me, my time had come to die. I saw the Indians coming, I heard them give a yell. My feelings at that moment, no tongue can never tell. I saw the glittering lances, the arrows round me flew, and all my strength had left me, and all my courage too. We fought at least 9 hours before the strife was o'er. The like of dead and wounded I never saw before. And when the sun was rising and the Indians they had fled, we loaded up our rifles and counted up our dead. And all of us were wounded, our noble captain slain. And the sun was shining sadly across the bloody plain. 16 as brave a ranger as ever roamed the west were buried by their comrades with arrows in their breast. I have seen the fruits of a rambling, I know its hardships well. I have crossed the Rocky Mountains, I know the streets so well. I have been in the great Southwest, where the wild Apaches roam. And I tell you from experience, you had better stay at home.
Tex Ritter with a story about the wonderful Texas Rangers. Boy, it sounds like it'll be fun, doesn't it? I don't know. I know a lot of you boys and girls listening in, and when you listen in, and the parents have to listen. Now, I'm going to talk over the youngster's head here just for a minute, or maybe to the youngsters, too. But it's about the seed offer that we have here on Wake Up Ranch. Now, there's nothing like flowers around a home. It makes a home a home and not just a house, a place to live in. And I know that a lot of you have often wondered why you can't grow flowers of the same quality as commercial growers and florists. The answer may be that you're unable to get the best seeds. Now, one of America's large growers of flower seeds, who for years has supplied the seed firms, nurserymen, and florists, is entering the retail field. Now, not only does he make it available to you, but at a price that you just can't beat. He also supplies you with instructions for a simple, easy planting method that makes flower growing, the word is, a pleasure instead of a chore. Now, this year, your yard can be a riot of colors with such wonderful flowers, and beautiful flowers, too, as Iceland poppies that grow 2 feet tall in a mass of yellow and orange, snapdragons 2.5 feet tall, which are wonderful for cutting, and the newt portulaca, both double and singles, pansies in a very special selection of colors developed for commercial florists, and the new giant dianthus, which blooms 3 inches across, ranging from red to striped pink. It's a wonderful selection of flower cuttings. Now, here's another special item here. These seeds that they want to send you are all Philcoat treated. That means this. Each individual seed is enclosed in its own special little jacket that simplifies planting, because all you do is push the seed into the ground level with the top of the soil. Now, because of this jacket, each seed is large enough to be handled easily. You don't lose them or drop all of them in one place. Now, this experienced seed grower wants to send you approximately 1,000 of these seeds. I don't imagine any of you are going to take the time to count them, but there's 1,000 there. Don't worry. And you can have a riot of color in your own yard. Now, I know that you'd expect to pay as high as $5 for seeds of this top quality that are Philcoat treated. But he'll send you the 1,000 seeds or more for just $1. And they're so sure, the True Bloom seed folks, are so sure that this is the best offer you've ever heard, that the man told me he'll refund your dollar if you can find anyone else selling the same amount and quality of seeds for less than $2. In addition, you can keep the seeds for 5 days after they arrive, and then if you're not satisfied in every way, you can return the seeds and receive your dollar back. Remember, all you pay is $1 for your 1,000 seeds. Now, you may send your dollar, together with your name and address, to me, Cliffy Stone, and just mark seeds on the envelope. KFBD, Los Angeles 5. If you prefer to order COD and pay the postman your dollar plus the postage and COD charges, then just send me a penny postcard to Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5, and just mark seeds on the postcard, and I'll see that they send the seeds to you. Now, your seeds will be shipped right away from the special seed storage warehouse where their high germination has been expertly protected. Order your seeds right now so you'll be able to plant them right away and have them for this spring. If you want the seeds, just drop me a penny postcard. Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. All right, off key. I'll tell them what time it is. Don't get your back up. It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. And it's Wake Up Ranch Jr. And, had a special request from our friends who live in Moore Park, the Warner family. And they wanted to hear the three girls that sing the one about Down and the Diving Bell. Well, that happens to be the Denning sisters. And this little song about Down and the Diving Bell sounds like lots of fun. That is, if you enjoy diving bells. Of course, with the Denning sisters, that might be more fun than just a plain old diving bell. Well, let's make the trip, shall we? Okay, off-key. The time, friends, is about 15 minutes past 7 o'clock. You're listening to Wake Up Ranch Jr., and it's a little old program for the youngsters on Saturday morning. I want to remind you that tonight, out at the El Monte Legion Stadium, we'll do a special show from 8 to 9 o'clock, headed by Moon Mullican. Moon was out last Saturday night, and he went over so wonderful, and so many of you folks wanted him to come back this Saturday that we made arrangements for him to be there this Saturday night. Now, next Monday, he'll leave to go north on a tour up in the northwest part of California. And he won't be there next Saturday night. But tonight, Moon Mullican will be at the Almighty Legion Stadium. Of course, along with Moon Mullican, you will find Tennessee Ernie, old gravel throat, possum head Tennessee Ernie, singing the Tennessee Border and Malcolm in the Morning Blues in Tennessee Saturday night. Herman the Hermit will be there with his banjo and all of his songs and colorful clothing and his beard and long hair. Along with Handsome Eddie Kirk to sing The Gods Were Angry With Me and Candy Kisses, Pretty Polly Bergen, too. The Armstrong twins, Floyd and Lloyd. Yours truly, Cliffy Stone, will be bouncing around a little bit, I imagine. Billy and Harold, Don and Johnny and Al, and all the rest of the Barn Dance Band. Try to make it. That's tonight at the Almighty Legion Stadium, the corner of San Bernardino Road and Valley Boulevard. Free parking for 2,000 automobiles. If you don't want to dance, there's a balcony that you can sit in and watch. It seats over 1,000 people. If you do want to dance, there's a good big dance floor for over 2,000 people. Four big fireplaces roar out a cheerful welcome to you, and we invite you out tonight. Now, that's tonight, Almighty Legion Stadium, for a special show from 8 to 9 o'clock, and then we push the chairs back from 9 o'clock to the wee small hours it's dancing. Try to make it, and there'll be free pictures for all of you of Moon Mullican through the courtesy of King Records, and you'll just have what they call a big time. We'll plan on it then, huh? About 4 weeks ago on Wake Up Ranch Jr., we played a record from the Bugs Bunny album. It's all about Daffy Duck and his trip south. Well, this morning we're going to repeat that because so many of you asked for it. Here it is, that fast trip south with Daffy Duck. Daffy?
My name is Daffy Duck. People say I'm loony. I'm like an old piano, a little out of tune. I'm daffy as I can be.
Boy, oh boy, what a bunch of ducks on the lake today. We're all ready to fly south again for the winter. Suffering succotash, it's getting chilly. I wish we'd get the signal to fly south soon.
Attention all ducks. Flight south now starting. Leave according to your number. Number one. Number two.
Gosh, I'm number seven. I'd better warm up my wings.
Number seven.
That's me, Daffy Duck. Here we go, boy. Okay, Roger. I'm on my way. Look at me shoot through the air. Hot glass of brass. Watch me fly right through that low cloud. Here I go right in for it. Say, what's the big idea? Somebody put a chimney in that cloud. Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? Well, here I go again. Headed south. Southland, here I come. Make way for Daffy Duck. I'll be the first duck south.
Oh, I am Daffy Duck. I am flying south. Make the craziest noises whenever I open my mouth. I am flying south.
Gosh, this is tough going, flying through this storm. I'd better fly lower. Whoops! I ran into a fog. It's as thick as pea soup. But what do you know? It is pea soup. Ooh, delicious, too. Yum, yum. Uh-oh. My motor's conking out. I've got to make a forced landing. There's a clear spot in the fog. I'll head down through that. Boy, oh boy, a perfect three-point landing. 3 points on my two knees and my nose.
Well, there he is on his nose and two knees, a three-point landing, Daffy Duck. Well, Daffy, get up and get with it now, and let's get all the way clear up south into backwards land.
Suffering succotash! This is a funny-looking country. The trees are growing upside down. There's a brook running uphill. What a place! Hey, there's a sign. Let's see what it says. Welcome to backwards land. Everything is done backwards here. Backwards land. Well, that explains it. Uh-oh, here comes the native down the road, and he's walking backwards. I'll speak to him. Hello.
Goodbye.
Gee, I forgot this is backwards land. They say goodbye when they mean hello. I'll try it his way. Goodbye.
Hello.
This could get very confusing. I'll try it again. Hello.
Goodbye.
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 Hello.
Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye.
Okay. Okay. You win. Goodbye.
Hello.
What a place. What a place. Oh, there's a cow. She looks all right. Hello, cow.
Oom. Oom.
Oh, I get it. That's moo, spelled backwards. Ah, there's a little red schoolhouse. I'll have a look in there. I'll peek in the window. Here we are. Uh-oh, the teacher's going to speak to the kids.
Sing well now, children.
Close our eyes, we may be as if. Close our eyes, close our eyes.
Gosh, they even sing backwards. I know that song, as this is the way we wash our clothes. Well, I gotta get out of here if I'm gonna beat those other ducks down south. Hey, I can't move. I can't get off the ground. What's the matter with me? Hey, I know what the trouble is. I'm trying to fly forward in backwards land. I'm gonna fly backwards. I'll try it. Ah, that does it. I'm in the air. I'm flying backwards. Okay, South, here I come. Gosh, I ought to be South by this time. I'll go in for a landing. Hey, what's happened to the South? It's cold. It's covered with snow. Say, I'm right back where I started from by flying backwards. Well, I didn't beat the other ducks down south, but I bet I'm the first duck back north. I'm a daffy, a crazy duck.
Well, he finally made it. Daffy Duck flies south. Say, if you or a member of your family were suddenly hospitalized, we'll say tomorrow, would you have the ready cash to help pay for the hospital room, the operating room, the anesthetics, the x-ray, smocks and gowns, and all the other things that you would have to pay for? Well, if you would be worried about that, you should give it some thought. For every day, 43,000 people enter hospitals. Now, that's a startling figure, but it's a truthful one. Westland Life Insurance Company, a fine legal reserve company licensed by the state of California, have a wonderful family hospital plan. It's a policy that's totally new and different. Now, when you want hospital protection, you don't want some outmoded plan. Because, after all, hospital costs, like everything else, have doubled since 1940. You want real modern, up-to-the-date protection. The Westland plan provides it. The ordinary plan gives you about $5 a day for room and board. Westland's family plan allows you $8 from the very first day you enter the hospital. Gives you cash. Cash when you need it most. The ordinary plan allows you $25 for incidental expenses. With the Westland plan, there is no such limitation. It pays the actual cost of whatever it might be. You pay the first $25, and they pay the rest up to $500. Now, it doesn't make any difference how many times you go to the hospital within the year for each separate sickness or accident, or how you are hurt or what accident you might be in. It even provides a special childbirth benefit. Now, isn't this the kind of protection that you're interested in? It should be. It's available to all or one member of your family ages 1 to 70. No medical examination is necessary if you're in just average health. Total cost is a few pennies a day for each person insured, less than your daily newspaper. Now, you owe it to yourself and your family to get all the facts absolutely free. And I know that as I've told you about it, questions have arisen. Well, the only way that those questions can be answered is to get the information. And all you do is step to your phone now and call Van Dyke 7181. That's VA on your dial, Van Dyke 7181. Or send a penny postcard or a letter to Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. But do it now. This information is free. You may go over it in the convenience of your own living room. See the benefits, know the limitations, see the policy. Remember, the wise man buys insurance when he doesn't need it, so that when he does need it, he has it. The number to call is Van Dyke 7181. Call it right now. Here's Gene Autry, his guitar and his theme song on his radio program. Back in the saddle again. Gene?
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentian weed. I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more. Toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I oh, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I yeah, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. Back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentian weed. I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more. Toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I oh, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I yeah, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
And if you'd like the two free tickets, just call Prospect 3101, and they'll send you the free tickets to Zuka's. So the courtesy of Wake Up Ranch. Junior? Yeah, it's Saturday morning. That's right, off-key, and friends, the time is almost 7:30. You're tuned to KFVD Los Angeles 5. You're listening to the recorded and transcribed Saturday morning edition of Wake Up Ranch. Wake Up Ranch, Junior. This program, Cliffy Stone, Walk Key, and everything else is for you. The records we play are at your request. Cards or letters will certainly be taken care of if we possibly can. We're here 6 mornings a week from 7 to 8:30, and we hope that you'll drop by any morning you're so minded around the old ranch. Well, sir, the next full half hour of Wake Up Ranch brought to you by Gold's. The great big block-long store at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central. Here's one you ought to all like, Rubber Dolly, the Lex Crust Doughboys. Thank you. Rabbit Rubber Dolly. It's an old record, but it's still an awful good song. Well, I got three cards here. Let's see. Here's one from Torrance, California. Miss Coleman wrote in and wanted us to play The Animal Fair for Mary Coleman between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Well, it couldn't be any closer to that than right now. And also, here's a card from Miss Frances Walker. And want to play a number for Frances, The Animal Fair. And we're going to dedicate it to Frances Jr. And we're supposed to tell Aki hello for us. You don't want to wake him up right now, but he'll be alerted in a minute. And also, The Animal Fair is requested for Jean's 7th birthday, which is tomorrow. Well, Miss Kester Lunn out there on Beck Avenue in Bell, California, here it is. And all the rest of you that enjoy The Animal Fair, Tex Ritter.
I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. The big baboon with the light of the moon was combing his auburn hair. The monkey lit some pot and burnt the elephant's trunk. The elephant sneezed and fell on his knees. And that was the end of the monk. The monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk. I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. A kangaroo from Kalamazoo sat down in a rocking chair. The monkey sat kerplunk right on the elephant's trunk. The elephant coughed and fell in the trough. And that was the end of the monk. The monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk. I went to the animal show where all of the animals go. A tall giraffe was making me laugh by yelling, "Look out below!" The monkey pulled a chunk of hair from the elephant's trunk. The elephant snored. Fell down on the floor. And that was the end of the monk. The monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk. I went to the animal park and the beast from Noah's Ark had gathered all and were having a ball one day when the moon was dark. They met in a forest glade and drank pink lemonade. They laughed and talked. And hooted and squawked. And here is the sound they made. They made, they made, they made, they made, they made, they made, they made. I went to the animal zoo to call on a new I knew. Though the new I knew was new, he knew all the news on the avenue. The new said,
"How do you do?"
And I said, "How are you?" The new said,
"You, I got the flu. Ka-choo, 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 ka-choo."
Well, with the new he knew that had the flu, he's really in a situation, too, isn't he? Say, friends, don't forget now, write down at Goals today in the radio department if you're interested. I don't know if you are or not. A lot of you have little radios and no phonographs. Some of you have phonographs and no radios. Well, if you don't have a radio, you can't listen to Wake Up Ranch. And if you don't have a radio, you're not listening now. So, I'm talking in circles. But the point is, if the radio department at Goals, you can get a combination, one that does both. Play records and listen to the radio, and it's a console model, not a little box-like deal, but a great big console model, a beautiful piece of furniture. It's a Philco. You may save $20 on it if you'll mention Wake Up Ranch, and my name, Cliffy Stone, is a Wake Up Ranch special. Now, it's brand new, 1949 model. It's model 1600 you want to ask for. Regular price is $139.95. You may get it for $119.95 if you'll mention Wake Up Ranch. And Gold's price to you is $24 down and 75 cents and a dollar and a half a week. Now, this 1949 Philco model 1600 radio phonograph console is brand new and features all the very wonderful attachments there, such as the playback, that the phonograph that plays 12 10-inch records or 10 12-inch records automatically. Has the famous Philco Super Silent Reproducer, powerful Super Heterodyne radio, and a permanent magnet dynamic speaker. Now, with your purchase of this Philco console model, they will give you, if you mention my name, free any five records of your choice. That's at Gold's, 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central. Now, they're open every evening till 6 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, and Monday nights to 9 o'clock. Remember to open a credit account for any amount at Gold's. And remember, too, that Mr. Gold's, he will not be undersold by anybody anywhere in America on any item they carry in their store. That's a promise to you, and he'll prove it true. Be sure to tell him then that Cliffy Stone and Wake Up Ranch sent you in.
Now, Francie was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
O'Leary was the fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before he could shout, O'Leary, look out, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, for goodness sake, now do I smell perfume? Before I could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said,
who drunk me drink? I live in a tomb.
Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's hat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before you could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'd start a fight. He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Sure, it was the most beautiful sight you ever did see when Clancy lowered the boom.
There you have it, Clancy lowered the boom. And we're going to wish a happy birthday. That was Dennis Day, incidentally, singing it. And it's for Johnny Steele's fifth birthday from Rance Kathy Hardy. And the letter came in from Whittier, and it wasn't signed, just said, thank you. Well, that's what we need, a good
say,
Irish.
Who does that Dennis Day fella think he is, anyhow, with that Irish accent?
Well, I'm sure I don't know.
Just because he was born in Ireland and the son of the old sod, he thinks he can get away with it.
Look, let's not go on here with Clancy. Let's just be Eddie Kirk and not Clancy, huh?
You mean you don't want any more Irish?
Well, no, not as long as we got you up here. I'd rather just have you. Eddie, I appreciate your getting out of the bed early this morning.
Man, it's early, too, ain't it?
Yes, it certainly is. And here on Wake Up Ranch Junior, you know, we've been playing special records for the youngsters.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the first time I've ever been on Wake Up Ranch Junior. Do you know that?
Well, that's right, come to think of it.
And
it
it's going to be a long day, ain't
it? It sure is. By the time we get through at the dance tonight at El Monte, we'll really have a wild day. Did Candy Kisses come in for El Monte?
Yes, they did, Cliffy. I got a whole carload of them again for this Saturday night out there, that is tonight.
Well, that's wonderful, Eddie. And that means, then, that you'll be giving candy kisses away. Just candy kisses away.
Right? Well, now, intermissions of my own, of course.
Yeah, now, wait a minute.
And,
candy kisses will be given away tonight. Before we go any further, suppose we hear you sing it, huh?
All right, let's
Here it is, Eddie Kirk and Candy Kisses.
Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
Okay, off key. Don't get excited. We've got a guest this morning. I'll tell him. The time is 14 minutes to 8 o'clock. It's Wake Up Ranch Jr., and visiting with us on this Saturday morning, 26th day of February, is Eddie Kirk. And, Eddie, that candy kiss has sounded mighty good.
Well, it's a mighty sweet song, don't you think?
Yeah, you can say that again and again. Eddie, I want to say a word here about Gold's new baby shop, and while I end, you turn that record over and let's hear the other side, huh?
Okay, and I'll listen to you talk about the baby shop.
Well, it's a new department down there at Gold's, and if, friends, if you're expecting a little bouncing baby in your home, here is a deal for you. It might answer a lot of problems, a lot of worries. For no money down and a dollar a week for 25 weeks, that's $25, you may get a complete layette for that little angel, consisting of 56 pieces of essential things. Believe me. And you'll find out how essential most of these things are. Don't worry. For instance, 12 diapers, 2 receiving blankets, 1 crib blanket, 2 shirts, 2 bands, 2 gowns, 1 dress, 1 slip, 1 non-allergic pillow, and 2 pull-proof sheets, crib size, and 1 Plymouth rubber sheet. That'll come in handy, I imagine, and 1 pair of hose cotton. And you get the complete baby bottle unit, 24 Duval bottles with all the necessities that hook onto the bottles, and 1 package of Scoop sanitary safety pins, and 1 little baby book to put down all the important information. Now, in Gold's new baby shop, you'll find this 56-piece layette priced at $25. No money down, as I said before. Pay just a dollar a week. Remember that. And if you have twins, well, you may have to go for 2 of these for the double deal, but it's a good deal at Gold. Remember, they carry all the nationally advertised brands of baby's clothes, Sunny Togs, LaFalco Sleep Garments, Tiny Tot Togs, and Tina of California, and Margaret O'Brien Clothing in the Baby Shop. I'd appreciate it if you'd mention Cliffy Stone when you go in there, and they'll treat you 100% in every way. Now, that's at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central, Goals. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Monday nights to 9 o'clock, other evenings till 6 o'clock. Well, Eddie, you've got the record turned over, and before we say so long to you, I do want to thank you for opening your eyes this morning and driving all the way up from Long Beach, and we look forward to tonight together, huh?
Okay, Cliffy, you got a mistaken impression, though. My eyes aren't open yet.
Not quite, huh?
Probably won't be till tonight out there at El Monte at that big dance, huh?
Well, I'd offer you a glass of milk. Of course, on Wake Up Ranch Jr., we drink milk. We don't drink coffee.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine that I can slip by that today, huh?
I see. All right, then we will say so long to you, Eddie, for now, and play Eddie's The Other Side of Candy Kisses. And Eddie, you introduce it, will you?
This is the Dude Martin song, Save the Next Waltz for Me.
Save the next waltz for me, my darling, so I can hold you in my arms once more. Let me tell you again, I'm sorry, since we parted, my heart's sad and sore. I've tried so hard to forget you, for the sake of my stubborn pride. But I knew I was wrong all the time, dear, way down deep inside. Save the next waltz for me, my darling, so I can hold you in my arms just once more. Can hold you in my arms once more. Let me tell you again, I'm sorry, since we parted, my heart's sad and sore. I've tried so hard to forget you, for the sake of my stubborn pride. But I knew I was wrong all the time, dear, way down deep inside. Save the next waltz for me, my darling, so I can hold you in my arms just once more.
And Eddie will sing that tonight for you out there at El Monte, friends, in person. We hope you'll come out. Don't forget Moon Mullican be there tonight, too, along with all the other regular entertainers you see out there. And here's a record, one that was made, about 2 years ago. Every time we play it, people say, play it again. So we're going to do it. It's Merle Travis, his guitar, and the one that he makes the guitar talk in. If you listen real close, you can hear the guitar answer the things that Merle says. Here it is, Muskrat. Merle?
Did any of you boys and girls ever hear a guitar talk? Well, I did. There was an old feller from the state of Virginia come down in Kentucky one time to work in the coal mines, and he brought his guitar along. He used to tell us youngins, he'd say, now you listen to this guitar, and it'll say just what I say. He would say muskrat and groundhog and all them things through his song, and the guitar would say it just as sure as you were there. I'll sort of show you the way he done it, and you listen right close, and you'll hear the guitar say what I do now. Muskrat, muskrat, what makes your head so slick? Been living in the water all my life, and it's a wonder I ain't sick. I ain't sick, I ain't sick, I ain't sick. Sick. Now let's see what the old groundhog's got to say. Groundhog, groundhog, what makes your back so brown? Well, it's a wonder I don't suffocate. Living in the ground, in the ground, in the ground, in the ground, in the ground. Well, what makes your clothes so hard? Been scratching in the barn lot all my life, and it's a wonder I ain't tarred. I ain't tarred, I ain't tarred, I ain't tarred. Thank you, guitar. Well, there's that old jaybird. Let's ask him a question or two. Jaybird, jaybird, what makes you fly so high? Been eating these acorns all my life. It's a wonder I don't die. I don't die, I don't die, I don't die. Come here, Tomcat, we're going to talk to you now. Tomcat, Tomcat, what makes your tail so long? Been prowling around all of these nights. It's a wonder I ain't gone. I ain't gone, I ain't gone, I ain't gone, I ain't gone. I ain't gone.
Merle Travis and the one where he makes the guitar talk, Muskrat. Say, I suppose there's some of you laying there in bed listening to Wake Up Ranch Jr. this morning. Look around you. You happy with the bedroom situation there, huh? Well, say, we got a Lulu of a buy down there at Goals, and I'll tell you about it if you don't mind. It's a three-piece waterfall bedroom outfit. Now, it's a regular $139 deal, but you may get $30 off on this modern waterfall massive set for $109.95 is the price. You may have it in your home for $38 down, $2.35 a week. Now, this is no small deal I'm talking about. This is a massive set in warm, glowing walnut veneers, something that'll last a lifetime. Solid construction throughout. You may get the full size or twin beds either way. And the big roomy four-drawer chest and the four-drawer vanity is something that you will get a lot of good out of. There's a nightstand available for $14.95, and this outstanding value, of course, has got to be seen to really be appreciated. You should drop in and take a look at it if you're so minded at all about getting some new bedroom furniture. The bench is available for $9.95. That's in, of course, the bedroom department at Goals or the sleep department at Goals. You be sure to tell them that Cliffy Stone asked you to drop in to 1207 East Washington, the corner Washington and Central. They'll be open this evening till, what do you know, till 9 o'clock, and Monday night to 9 o'clock, other evenings to 6, Friday nights to 9 o'clock. We'll look for you. Come on in there now, and be sure to mention Wake Up Ranch, will you? Thank you very much. Here's Bing Crosby and one for all the little boys and girls listening. Little Buckaroo.
Close your sleepy eyes, my little buckaroo. While the light of western skies is shining down on you, don't you know it's time for bed? Another day is through. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Don't you realize, my little buckaroo, it was from a little acorn that the oak tree grew. And remember, Buffalo Bill was once a kid like you. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Soon you're gonna ride the range like grown-up cowboys do. Now it's time that you were rounding up a dream or two. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Soon you're gonna ride the range like grown-up cowboys do. Now it's time that you were rounding up a dream or two. Oh, go to sleep, my little buckaroo.
Thank you, off-key. A little nudging there. Time, friends, 8 o'clock. You're tuned to KFVD, Los Angeles 5. You're listening to Wake Up Ranch Jr. Of course, Saturday morning, recorded and transcribed for your listening pleasure. Cliffy Stone speaking to you. Last half hour was brought to you by Goals at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central. We've got another full half hour to go, so you stick around now. Don't wander off. You heard about those all-distance lenses at Pridham Davis's? Well, when your glasses have these lenses, you look straight ahead as in normal sight. There's no straining your neck to get closer to whatever you're looking at. You can avoid the embarrassment and the effort of straining when you look at objects at different distances. Whether you go shopping or any activity, you do not have to readjust yourself to the change of distance. Just what the name says, all distance lenses. It's a new improvement on modern optometry. At Pridham Davis's optometrist, you find friendly, efficient, personalized service. They serve Southern California and Southern Californians for years, and you get individual, skilled attention. Don't worry about payment, for your optical needs come first. You can use your credit with easy credit terms. Now, there are 6 convenient offices in downtown Los Angeles. One at 442 and a half South Broadway is there for your convenience. In Huntington Park, you friends out there, remember? The Pridham Davis office at 6316 and a half Pacific Boulevard. Also in Inglewood, Manchester, and Market, there are 3 other convenient locations. Check your phone book for the one nearest you. And when you go in to see Pridham Davis about seeing, you'll be sure to tell Dr. Cliffy Stone. And Wake Up Ranch ask you to drop on in, or Wake Up Ranch Jr., huh? Here's Frankie Yakovich's recording of Just Because.
Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because. Just because.
just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laughed and called me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because
because, just because. Folks, we've been having our little get-togethers and shindigs at El Monte now for over 2 months, and I just want to say thanks to all of you that have been out. By coming out each week, week after week, you've enabled us to get started out there, and it meant a great deal. It still means a great deal. And we always pledge to you top country entertainment. From 8 to 9 o'clock, we try to do a little different show each week. Then from 9 o'clock on, we push the chairs back and dance. Now, tonight, at El Monte, this Saturday night, we've arranged to have with us, as a repeat, performance, Moon Mullican, the boy who wrote and sang Sweeter Than the Flowers, Jolie Blonde, and all the others. Moon never appeared before here in Southern California up to last Saturday, and it was a great privilege and an honor to be able to present him to you folks. Now, you asked for him back this Saturday night, so he'll be there tonight, along with Eddie Kirk, who you heard just a little while ago, Pretty Polly, our sweet little girl singer, Herman the Hermit, the Armstrong Twins, Billy and Harold, Don and Johnny and Al, Tennessee Ernie, old Gravel Throat, and myself. All in all, there's over 15 entertainers on the stage to entertain you tonight at El Monte. So make your plans to come out tonight for one of the biggest times you've ever had since you left the old hometown, and we call it the Hometown Jamboree on Saturday nights. And make Moon Mullican real happy with a big, big crowd. Now, that's the El Monte American Legion Stadium tonight, San Bernardino Road and Valley Boulevard in El Monte. If you don't want to dance, there's a big balcony you can sit in and relax in for over 1,100 people. If you do want to dance, there's room for a couple of thousand downstairs. Parking lot for 2,000 automobiles free, and we serve nothing stronger than coffee, so you may bring the children. Bring them all out. There'll be free pictures tonight of Moon Mullican early and stay late. That's the Hometown of El Monte tonight with Moon Mullican. Try to make it. And speaking of Moon Mullican, here he is to sing for you the song that he wrote and recorded, Sweeter Than the Flowers. He'll do it tonight in person.
Yes, as far as I can remember, she'll remain the rose of my heart. Mom took sick along in December, February brought us broken hearts. The reason we've not called a family reunion, we knew she wouldn't be there. But since we've thought it all over, Mama, we know that your spirit is there. No, no, I can't forget the hours. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. No, no, there's no need to bother. To speak of you now would only hurt Father. Low. But that was one time we all had to face it, so it hurt us so bad, you know. No, no, I can't forget the hours. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. No, no, there's no need to bother. To speak of you now would only hurt Father. Oh, no, Mama, we'll never forget you, and someday we'll meet you up there.
Moon Mullican and Sweeter Than the Flowers. Well, because this will be Moon's last appearance, and before he goes north to California, I'd like to play the other one he sang and introduced, Joe Blonde. Here he is, Moon Mullican, and he'll sing this tonight in person at El Monte, the Legion Stadium. Joe Blonde.
Batana lay, rice and gravy, filet gumbo, possum of a gum stump, come a savant, cup of coffee, and Jody Blonde.
Moon Mullican and Joe Blonde. Don't forget, kids, tonight he'll be at El Monte. Now here's a little one that I thought you might enjoy. It's a boogie. It's called Deep in the Heart of Texas Boogie. Thank you. Incidentally, friends, don't forget the Record Corral, where all the records come from, 4531 Sunset Boulevard, will be open this evening till 9 o'clock, and, of course, tomorrow, Sunday, from 12 noon to 6 in the evening. Drop in and pick out your favorite records, open every evening till 6. That's at 4531 Sunset Boulevard, the Record Corral. We'll see you there, too. I'll tell them the time, friends, is... All right, 15 minutes past 8 o'clock, Wake Up Ranch Jr. on this Saturday morning. And next quarter hour, Wake Up Ranch, brought to you by our new sponsor, Marv's Fisheries. We'll tell you all about them in just a minute. They've got something that, well, it's practical, intelligent, and healthy, too. We've had many requests on Saturday morning to play Old Shep, and I can't think of a better person to sing it than the fellow that wrote it. Red Foley.
When I was a lad and Old Shep was a pup, o'er hills and meadows we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole when I would have drowned beyond doubt. Shep was right there to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. So the years sped along. And at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run, and I wished that they'd shoot me instead. I went to his side, and I sat on the ground. He laid his head on my knee. I stroked the best pal that a man ever found. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go. For he reached out and licked at my hand. He looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but you understand. Now old Shep is gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home.
There you have it, Old Shep by Red Foley. Friends, some folks that have been in business here in Southern California for 25 years have a brand new offer for you. Now, I don't know if you eat fish or not. We hadn't eaten much fish at our house, and when I went down to talk to these folks, I began to realize what a wonderful saving there is in fish and how it'll cut down that old budget on the food, which is a pretty big thing these days when the price of everything is up. Here's the idea. You may buy fresh local fish direct from their own boats at Marv's Fisheries, 4243 Crenshaw Boulevard. Now, they catch the fish themselves. And you're able to buy this fresh local fish at unbelievable low prices. Here are some prices that'll really help that food budget. Whole barracuda fish, 17 cents per pound. A barracuda fillet is 33 cents per pound. A whole rock cod, 22 cents a pound. And you'll be able to procure or buy fresh fish from them, and a wonderful selection of fillet and sliced fish, too. They've got whole white fish of different varieties, and you'll find that by eating fish once or twice a week, you'll help when that old butcher's bill rolls in. Now, there's no limit, as their boats bring fresh fish in every day. I repeat, 25 years in business, and by opening their own store, they eliminate the middleman, and they pass the saving on to you. Now, their store in the Crenshaw District there at 4243 Crenshaw Boulevard is especially for you folks who live in the Southwest District for your shopping convenience. When you go in there, be sure to tell them that Cliffy Stone and Wake Up Ranch ask you to drop in. They're open every evening till 7 o'clock, 7 days a week, Sundays included. If you'd like to call them, Axminster 11393. That's Axminster 11393. Whether you call or go in, remember to tell them that we ask you to drop in, huh? Thank you.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Here they are, Lonzo and Oscar, and about the grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing lady boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. Because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. My wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Lonzo and Oscar, and I'm my own grandpa. Well, what a mess they were in, huh? It's Wake Up Ranch Jr. on Saturday mornings, and here's one I know that the kids will enjoy, and all the rest of you, too. Bob Wills and... Oh, Miss Molly.
Oh, Miss Molly.
Her cheeks are rosy red, her lips are soft as satin, and they taste like gingerbread. Ho, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Ah, Jody.
When Miss Molly's smiling, the sun is dim as bell. And when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell. Ho, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Driving, I'll resign.
Talk on, brother.
If only Miss Molly will say that she'll be mine. Oh, ho, ho, me, oh, my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me, too?
Now, Louie.
Miss Molly, I've told you this before, but even though I've told you so, I'll tell you just once more. Ho, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Oh, me, oh my, Miss Molly, Bob Wills. You know that the vitamin content, vitamin B and vitamin C are very high in fish. If you don't eat fish once or twice at your home, once or twice a week, then you're neglecting part of your vitamin requirement. Now, it's practical from a health standpoint and also intelligent from the budget standpoint, when especially when at Mars Fisheries you can buy such fine, fine, fresh fish at such low prices. Special is whole barracuda fish. That's a whole barracuda fish for 17 cents per pound, or barracuda fillet at 33 cents per pound, or whole rock cod at 22 cents per pound. And all varieties of whole white fish featured at 25 cents per pound. Yes, you'll be able to buy everything there that you want. They carry a large selection of fillet and sliced fish, too. And there's no limit, as their boats bring fresh fish in daily. 25 years in business over there, and they eliminate that old middleman and pass the saving on to you. They're open every evening till 7 o'clock, from 9 in the morning, Sundays included. Now, they're located at 4243 Crenshaw Boulevard. That's 4243 Crenshaw Boulevard. Marv's Fisheries. The number to call is Axminster 11393 if you'd like a little added information. Tell them we ask you to drop in. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed Wake Up Ranch Jr. this morning. It's been recorded and transcribed. We'll see you tonight out in the Almighty. Until then, this is Cliffy Stone saying so long for Off Key and for all the recorded people you've heard on the program. And we'll see you Monday morning at 7 o'clock, bright and early, with Sugar Hill. Until that time, drive carefully and don't forget Wake Up Ranch and Cliffy Stone.
Get your banjo off the wall and grab your fiddle, Bill. Hitch the horses to the shay, we're going to Sugar Hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. Hill, hill, hill. getting lonesome for my gal. I think I'm gonna cry. Now I'm a-going to Sugar Hill or know the reason why. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. In the cinnamon trees, the raccoons on the ground. Raccoon said, you ornery cuss, shake them simmons down. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. She better say I will, or I will pack up all my duds and move to Sugar Hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill. Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.